and welcome to Illumination Bureau, where we hope to enlighten you with all of the hidden stuff that you don't know about careers in creative. This is Catherine Lang Klein
and Kristen Harris, and we will be your hosts. We are the co-creators of Portfolio Creative, a company that connects creative people in the marketing and advertising space. We've been doing this since 2005, and we've learned a lot of things that we want to share with you.
We have so much to tell you, so let's get started. Hey, Kristen?
Yes?
Are you willing to guess how many people expect to land a new job in 2021?
Well, I cheated and peeked at the notes, but I was shocked how high it is. 80%.
80%, which is crazy.
Yeah, and that was incredible to me.
Absolutely, and I think that should cause some pause for people that not only employ people, but the people that might be one of that 80%, I guess.
Yeah.
One of those 80%.
Yeah, for sure. And so this was an American Staffing Association study that they did, and they said 8 in 10 candidates, active and passive job seekers, foresee working for a new company in the next 12 months. So, you know, it could be because of job loss or other changes within the company they work for, or it could be, you know, proactively choosing to go somewhere else. It's a combination of both.
Right. And people had a lot of, you know, different things thrown at them that make them want to change. Like we had talked about, you know, if you were furloughed or you just lost your job in general, obviously you are looking for another job. So that's a fair chunk of people right there. But another chunk is, you know, a lot of people are working from home, or their situation has changed in some regard for the good or for the bad. And it's making them think about, you know, is this where I want to be going forward?
Yeah. What do I want my job or my company I work for to be coming out of this when we all come out?
So if you employ people, I would take a very quiet moment, maybe a day, to think about what employees you absolutely cannot lose.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And think about, you know, 80% of those people might be thinking about jumping ship. How do I keep them here?
Yes, for sure. And I think there's a piece in there, and this might be more the people, the first group, the, like, you know, were laid off or furloughed, you know, looking for a new job, not by their own choice, of what job you're looking for.
Right.
Because the job you lost might not be the same job you take.
Oh, absolutely. Because everything is changing. You know, obviously people can work from home now, or they are doing their jobs in different ways, you know, based on the changes and going on. So, you know, how can what you did before apply to what you want to do going forward too?
Yeah. And whole industries have been just decimated. So I don't know, if you were in marketing for an airline or a travel company, you have amazing marketing skills.
Yes.
So you're probably not going to go back into a travel or airline job, at least right now. I mean, down the road.
Right.
Yeah. But if you need a job now, you're probably looking to figure out how you can apply those same skills you have to e-commerce or something else that is busy.
Absolutely.
That is, and having a live need, healthcare or something else.
And a number of those jobs, you know, may come back, but, you know, can you wait for it?
Right.
You know, like, that's really the important
thing. You
probably
would like to find something sooner than
exactly
till they come back.
Exactly. Everybody has a luxury just to wait around. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're going to kind of focus in on today is, you know, you're in that position, you know, of thinking about moving. So what are some of the things you need to think about, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. And I always kind of think about it like it's a little bit of an equation of, like, there's you and there's a job and then there's the match. And you don't match every job and every job doesn't match you. But when you find, you know, the right combination, that's, you know, the good fit that we're always looking for with our clients too. And I think that's true for any individual, whether you're individual or you're, you know, trying to find someone for your team. It has to be both sides.
Right. Right. And one of my favorite exercises to start with is to really figure out what skills and experience and education you have right now, because either you're just starting out or you've been in the industry for like 20 years or something like that. What are the skills that you picked up? What management have you done? What software have you learned? What strengths have you discovered that you have? And maybe just make a list of those. You know, we talked about the employers taking a day to think about who they want to keep. Maybe you get to take that day and just start making a list of just randomly writing down things that you're good at.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to settle in with a little cup of coffee or tea or whatever your beverage of choice is, and just start brainstorming, like just a brain dump of everything you can think about. And then you can sort of prioritize or say, like, well, these are my top 10 you know, biggest strengths, but here's a whole bunch of other stuff I can bring to the table or that might be relevant, you know, experiences and things that might be relevant, especially if you're needing to change the job or the industry. Some of those other secondary things might really come into play.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are some skill sets you might have to abandon because they're not going to be necessary anymore. Something might have been automated or digitized or whatever. But there are some that might apply to new things, too. So really start focusing on those and maybe separating some of those out or figuring out how you can take some of those old skills and convert them into new skills.
Yeah. And actually, that's a great point. Like, also, if you have gaps, like if you already know what's going on in your industry and you know, like, this is where it's going, and I would be well advised to do a digital marketing course online or whatever it is, you know, how, what gaps do you see when you look at that list and you know what's going on out in your industry? Do you see some gaps that you could start to fill? And,
yes.
You know, it's so easy to access some of that education. You know, people are very open to online education right now. We're all doing it.
It is a great time, you know, to do that right now.
If you see that, you don't have to, like, go back to a full college curriculum or whatever. You can get a couple certifications or some things like that, you know, in a, you know, relatively short period of time. Like, while you're looking, maybe you're also doing some training.
All very good stuff. And another thing to really kind of sit and, you know, think about as well as, you know, what really matters to you too. This is also a great time to really kind of reinvent yourself in that sort of way. And I will say with full disclosure, if you just need a job, get it. But this could be a great opportunity for you to think about, you know, what are the things that you value? What's your personal motivation? You know, what are things that work really well with your work style or your personality and things like that? Because that doesn't have to be taking over the whole job description, but those are some things to focus on, like certain companies you might want to work for or certain cultures that might be a good fit for you.
Yeah, I mean, not to get too squishy about it, but I think all of the different events through 2020, and there have been many different, you know, things that have happened, pandemic and, you know, social inequities and all kinds of things that have come to light. I think it's been a real slap in the face for a lot of people and made a lot of people stop and pause and really think about what does matter the most to them. What do they really care about?
Right.
And, you know, I kind of see and hear that people like really evaluating what kind of work they do want to be doing or what kind of company they want to be at, maybe because of things that they realized during this time or that they always knew about themselves, but it just became so obvious they can't ignore it. And they it's important to them to pursue something that is a passion or that is important to them. More so than maybe it was before. It just really heightened a lot of that for people. And so I think some people are actually looking because, you know, they feel driven to, you know, make it some sort of a change or solve a problem that they just can't ignore anymore because it just became so in their face. So I think we always encourage people to think about what they care about, but it might be even just more front and center because of like all the stuff that happened in 2020.
Right. And I think sometimes that, you know, events like that are the things that make those things surface too. And the one thing I always like to encourage people, actually there's many things, I don't know why I'm saying the one thing. But one of the things I like to encourage people to do is to, you know, have a job that you truly love. You know, you are spending, you know, a good chunk of your day doing that. It also goes along with sleep. You spend a lot of time sleeping. Get the best mattress you can afford. you're spending a lot of time working, too. Get, you know, a job that you really enjoy, that you're going to get a lot of satisfaction from. Because it's a lot of time to be miserable, you know, I guess, if you're not in the right spot for you.
Yeah.
And if it's something you truly care about and you truly love doing, it's not work then. It's just fun.
Right. Or a lot of time you can be contributing to a cause you care about.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So now's the time to think about those sort of things. And can I take this? So just kind of building on this, can I take the skills that I have, the software that I've learned, and apply to something that I really care about?
Yeah. I think especially if you're being forced to change, you know, if you've been kind of forced out of the job you were in, forced out of the industry you were in, or forced to work remotely and you don't like that, you know, if you sort of feel like compelled to make a change anyway, like I'm gonna have to change, I really don't have a choice, then you might as well look at things you really care about. Like it's not like you're in a job you like pretty well and you're thinking, well, but I think I would be more passionate about that thing over there. It's mm-hmm. like, I have to find a new job anyway.
Right.
So I might as well
try and factor this in.
Focus. Yeah. Factor this in.
And
exactly.
You may not get it still. I mean, let's be realistic, but I think it's definitely a time to pause and start sending your resumes or fill out applications for companies that you're like, I really feel that. And
yeah.
I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. At least it helps you maybe narrow the kinds of companies that you're pursuing or you're looking at.
And another thing you can add to that equation is, do you have any limitations to consider? Did you discover during this time that, you know, you don't like traveling? You know, like maybe you traveled all over the country at one time. You're like, you know what? I could do this from home. You know, I could Zoom calls have been a godsend for me, and I could, you know, spend less time in the airport. You know, if the company that you have, that you're working for now, really wants you to be on that plane, it might be a time to consider, you know what, who's going to let me do this, you know, on a more remote sort of level, or, you know, somebody that's going to let me work from home, or and then you can also factor in too, you know, can I work less hours for less pay? Can I just work less hours? I mean, some people were being paid for a 40-hour week, but they were working 60 hours, you know. Those are sort of things you can kind of consider too at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, especially if you're, well, I guess either way, I was going to say, especially if you are sort of forced to be looking elsewhere, but especially also if you are, you know, maybe in a job that is not affording you the structure that you want, you know, the pay or the, mm-hmm. you know, too much travel, all those kind of things. Like, just, I guess, put up what your barriers are. You know, here's the box I want to be within. What can I find inside that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, changing jobs is the perfect time to set those new standards.
Absolutely. Or negotiate them now with the job you have. I mean, let's also look at that as
too.
Well, it's like, you know what, we're getting back to, you know, some form of normal now, but here's what I'd like to do. Or when you're going into interview for a job, make sure that that's really clear. It's like, mm-hmm. I will do this, but here is what I'm gonna be, well, here are my requirements.
Yeah. And I think this step can also be a bit of a reality check, because you may be very enamored with a certain kind of a job or a certain industry, and then you just find, like, it's just not going to work for you.
Right.
Like, the schedule or the travel requirements or the pay or whatever it is, it's just, it sounds beautiful and lovely, but you just can't make it work. And,
right.
And I guess I would encourage you, like, really think creatively. Could you make it work if you care about it that much? But at some point, like, there are some jobs that just aren't going to fit your criteria.
Right. And it might be what you need right now. I mean, mm-hmm. both you and I had jobs where there was, you know, travel involved and things like that. And at the time, fabulous.
I loved it.
I did too. I couldn't get enough of it. But now I'm at a time in my life where that is not so glamorous. So it might be timing too for you as well. But again, those are the limitations you can consider at this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get to set them and negotiate them. So then there's a sort of another side of it that's really about, like, where you are, you know,
mm-hmm.
who you
start
are,
with you.
Your personality, your personal needs and
yes.
desires, and what you have to bring to the table. And then another side of it is the job piece of it. So thinking about, like, potentially what jobs and industries are out there, you know, what kind of jobs are available. And if you're within a certain industry, like you're in the creative industry, you're in marketing, you're in graphic design, something like that, you probably have an idea of what the jobs are that are current and happening in your, you know, little corner of the world. If you are really looking at something very different, you might have to do some research to figure that out. And you can find out some online, but it's really helpful if you can talk to somebody in the industry. They can give you so much more insight than titles and descriptions online can.
Yeah, and you could talk to people potentially that already have the job you want.
Yeah.
So,
or you think you want.
And that could be friends, that could be mentors, that could be you just contacting a company and asking if you could speak to somebody in this particular area. Would they have time to just, you know, talk to you for 20 minutes, 30 minutes about, you know, what they're doing and how they got there? People are very generous with their time if you are very direct and very consider their time. I think, you know, it's like, can I, you know, that's why I said set a time frame, set a date you want to meet, a time you want to meet, make it, you know, for a short period of time. They are more than happy to meet with you in most cases.
Yeah, and especially now it's so easy to meet with
mm-hmm.
people. You say, can I have 15 minutes? Literally all they have to do is dial into a link
right.
for
they
15
don't even
minutes
stand up.
They don't have to go anywhere. Like, it's so low pressure that, you know, generally people will say yes. I think one thing to really think about, too, is how the company or the industry can affect what that job really looks like. So say you're a graphic designer. If you're a graphic designer on the product side for like a greeting card and stationery company, you're probably creating the products, doing beautiful illustrations or whatever. If you're a graphic designer for an e-commerce company, you know, you're building out the e-commerce, like the platform and the how the product is presented. Like, you're both doing graphic design, but that job is so different. And so I think thinking about like, how is this job look in this company or in this industry, because it could look entirely different.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, now it's the time to do that research too. I always think the best time to look for a job is when you have a job. So definitely take advantage of that. And if you don't have a job, you got a lot of time to start looking and researching. So it works both ways. Another thing that you can look into too is, where is your industry going? I know, you know, we deal mostly with creative people, and that is changing a lot. When we started the company 15 years ago, everything was print, and now it's all digital. So research where those trends are going, and, you know, read projections from experts and futurists, and you can plan for your own future.
Yeah, and I think it's both parts of the industry too. So like you said, like the creative industry, like know where the industry your job sits within, you know, is going, and then also where the industry you work within is going. Like, say you've always worked in marketing for retail. Retail is changing a lot. So knowing where that is going also, it's like two, like the industry is really a couple different things. And if you want to stay in the industry, if you're like, I love retail, I just want to figure out how I, you know, go where it's going, that's great. Or you might be like, I am no longer interested in where retail is going, so I want to, you know, like we said in the beginning, what skills do I have that I could apply over to, you know, healthcare marketing or something
else.
But I think you need to know where it's going to even know if you're interested.
Yeah. And think, for example, of, you know, since we're talking retail, that immediately thinks, you know, clothing and shoes and things like that. Think about for a minute where clothing and shoes have gone in the last year. You know, it used to be shift dresses and jackets and high heels. Are people going to be wearing that when they come back?
I'm not.
I'm not either.
I am never wearing anything but boots and flats.
My feet have never felt better. And I'm hard-pressed to hurt myself again. So that's, I mean, kind of a softball of an idea. But everything is going like that. What are people doing now? What are they not going to go back to? And if you were designing things, you know, that people wear, what are they going to wear going forward? And, you know, is it, you know, for women, what's the next super sexy athletic shoe or loafer? Or, and some people were already ahead of the curve on that by, you know, designing really cute flats and things like that. You know, if you're, you know, selling furniture, what's the sexy new flat of furniture? Or what's the next sexy new digital thing that people are going to want? Or they're not going to change their ways for. I mean, I have not bought more online in this past year. I mean everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Food. You know, I like going to the grocery store and things like that, but there were certain things I just ordered. It's like, you know what? I want that. And I don't want to look for it, and I'm just going to get it. Those are the sort of things that have changed in our world. So where is that going in your own industry? And how can you be a little bit ahead of the curve? What excites you about that?
Yeah, and that might tie back into the what training or gaps might you need to fill too. You might see, you know, it's going a direction and you don't really have experience or education in that. And so now's the time to get it. Because the thing is, if it's that new, not that many other people do either. So I think sometimes people are like, oh, I'm so behind the curve because I don't have, you know, this new software. It's like, you know what? Like 10 people know that software.
Right.
It just came out 2 weeks ago. Like, don't worry about it. Like, just go learn it. You'll still be one of the early adopters.
Absolutely.
It's fine. Like, just be up to speed. You don't have to be the first in anything, but you need to just be current. But don't, like, it makes me crazy when people sort of act like, oh, well, you know, that ship already sailed. I missed it.
Nope.
Like, the ship, if it's still being used, if that concept is still current or that software is still being used, it's never too late to learn it and just get up to speed. So just, you know, see what you might be missing or what, even the current stuff is, just make sure you have the current stuff. You don't have to know the next cutting edge. If you're into that, great. But at least making sure your skills are on par. And one thing you can do to figure that out is just looking at job descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
If you are interested in, you know, an e-commerce merchandiser position because you used to do store merchandising and now you are interested in applying those same skills to an online site, find some job descriptions for that. And there's probably a couple of things they you realize exist. You don't have. You know, you can get that training and then you feel more prepared for that role that you're really excited about.
Customer experience exists in the digital world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just figure out how you can take that talent you have, which not everybody has, which is also a great thing, and how you can apply it to the new digital world. The boat has left the dock, but is not over the horizon. So you can still jump.
You can swim out there.
You can swim out there or get a little rowboat. You can still catch up.
Yes. Yeah. But sometimes I think people don't know what they're missing. So part of the challenge is you have to figure out how to know what you're missing and then go out and get it.
Absolutely.
Somewhere.
Absolutely.
Find it somewhere. So another piece is just, again, thinking about what you're interested and excited about. You know, we talked about that on the personal level. This is more on the work and job level. You know, I always say, like, I love dogs. Like, that's on my personal level is I love dogs. And so then, you know, is there a way that applies to my work or not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't here.
That's it could just be I can bring my dog to work.
Yeah. Just be like I happen to like dogs. And yeah, maybe I've worked somewhere that I bring dogs to work. So it could play into the place I work or not. But I have lots of other interests and probably some of them show up in work.
Mm-hmm.
And so figuring out, you know, again, how your past experiences and your personal interests align with jobs that are out there. And you said this before, sometimes they won't, sometimes they won't. And that's okay. You don't have, like, your job does not have to fulfill every passion and desire in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have hobbies and personal interests and a side hustle if you want.
Yeah.
To fulfill other interests. Like, don't ask your job to be everything
find
something you care about.
Yeah, does this new job allow you to do that? You know, that could be a factor. It's like, you know I only need to work 8 hours a day at this job, and that's going to give me time to work on these other things that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's a whole ecosystem that kind of fits together, but it's a lot. I think sometimes people say, like, you should find, you know, a job and a career that is 100% passion and fulfilling and all these things. Like, wow, that's a lot to put on a job.
Right.
You know, it should be something you're excited about. And you're like, I was going to say, go to the office and do every day. Go to your basement and do every day, wherever it is that you're working right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should be excited about going and doing it.
Yeah.
But don't ask it to fulfill everything.
Exactly.
You know, there's a nice balance.
Absolutely.
And maybe it just allows you to do other things. Or maybe some of your personal interests do show up and get woven in, which is really cool, too.
We know many people, for example, that love that do creative things and love what they do, like paint or act or something else that involves a very creative dance. But they're not going to find a job in that necessarily that pays the bills. So they have a regular job.
They probably also like the other job.
Oh,
It might be entirely different. Like, I'm also an accountant.
Right.
You know, it's like,
I'm solid left brain, right brain.
Yeah, and totally unrelated.
I do this for 8 hours and then I do this for 8 hours. You know, so that sort of thing is very successful for a lot of people. And they are fulfilled in many ways. They can, because nothing's more fulfilling than being able to pay your bills.
Yes.
I mean, that's also a very comforting feeling too. And sometimes you just have a regular job for that, you know, you work with some great people and you get to socialize a little bit. But then you also have another passion that lies elsewhere. And like if you find a job that lets you do both, I think that is an amazing thing too.
Yes. And from a practical standpoint, when you're thinking about what you're interested and excited about, like, you may not think of this as exciting, but just go with me. Industries that are growing and doing well right now, to me, are exciting because they're hiring and they're going to have jobs and opportunity.
That is
true. The reality is, like, just look out there of, like, who is growing and hiring, because it's going to be exciting because you get a job.
You get a job on the cusp of something awesome, you know, and that job is going to lead into future things. So you could also look at this as a stepping stone to something else, too. It's like, you know, the industry is changing and growing, but I know I'm going to need these skills and I can get this job based on some old skills I have. And that's going to be my step or my first step to get to a very, you know, rich future, you know, and rich not necessarily in money, but in just, you know, growing
fulfillment
and, and everything else. It's like, this is the future and I'm going to take these baby steps to get to where I need and want to go.
I love that. I always love to coach people thinking about, especially if they're thinking about like kind of a radical job change,
mm-hmm.
to do it in stages.
Yes.
I think that it is much easier to go from, you know, the job you have in the industry you have to either the same job in a new industry,
mm-hmm.
or a new job in the same industry, and then over to the new, you know, new job in the new industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier to kind of stair step your way there than to just like go full on. I'm going to just go get a new job in a new industry.
Right?
Don't know anything about either one, but I'm sure they'll love me. It happens, but it can be so much harder.
So rare.
It's a much harder path.
Yeah.
So stair stepping is a much, easier and just more practical, I think, path.
And you can look at it as almost a course correction, too. I know people who graduated from college, either got their first job with the degree that they have, or it was just the first available job they could find. You know, maybe somebody helped them get it. And then they ended up being in this particular career for, like, I don't know, 5-10 years. And they're like, well, this is not really what I wanted. This is not what I'm passionate about. Now is the time to start making those adjustments and getting into something that you really want to do too.
Mm-hmm.
Just by looking at, you know, where is the future going and what can I do and what do I really love doing, and start again that stair stepping to get to where you want to go.
Yes, yes. And figuring out maybe how you don't have to throw out all that experience you have. Like maybe you, I was going to make it up. Maybe you became an insurance agent. You went to like art school and then for some reason you fell into being an insurance agent for 10 years. Well, if you're like, geez, I really miss some of the, you know, the art school world, the creative, you know, work I was doing. Is there a way to figure out how to find the creative department within an insurance
mm-hmm.
company? Like somehow, you know, can you apply the experiences you have to the new role that you want?
Exactly.
You know, like, all of your 10 years of experience might be really valuable to writing copy for insurance marketing
mm-hmm,
or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be applicable. So you don't have to throw away everything you've done. But yeah, it's okay to just totally change your career trajectory,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
People do it many times throughout their work life.
Absolutely. Or, you know, a job might allow you to have time to work on boards and things like that
mm-hmm.
that you're passionate about too. So
yeah.
Maybe that's something that you can work into your conversation when you're interviewing, things like that. You know, are there board opportunities that I could represent our company with that I'm passionate about? I mean, people could be on boards, for going back to the dog example, for, you know, the Humane Society, or, you know, the shelter of some kind, or, you know, any sort of thing that
mm-hmm.
involves dogs. I mean, I have found mine where I do board work with the arts and things like that. So, you know, while it's not the main focus of my career, and actually, you know, we're still very much in the creative area too, but we invented that for ourselves, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that sort of stuff can definitely happen.
Yeah. And I think also, like, you know, 2020 sort of blew up a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also it's kind of a moment where I think some of the old rules don't apply.
Right. Anything is possible now.
In some ways, like, you know, you might be able to get into a new industry or make a radical change because everyone is.
Right.
And the fact that you're looking because you got laid off. Well, yeah, you know what? So are millions of other people. It's not like things that maybe would be negative just aren't right now because
mm-hmm.
of all the things that happened, all the circumstances. So it's kind of a window of opportunity as well, especially like if you want to make a radical change, like doing it in the midst of so much, you know, change and chaos already, it might be more possible right now.
Right. And I think also too, by getting some of these thoughts out, things written out, research done, finding a new job doesn't necessarily have to be that stressful, because I think a lot of people get stressed based on what's not known. But if you start getting the information, it doesn't seem to be so scary. And one of the things that the American Staffing Association also did in their study is they found out that job hunting can be very stressful. So doing some of this work can eliminate a lot of that stress.
Yeah. Yes. And I think, like you said, you don't have to put all the pressure of everything on this next job. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you just need a job and you just find something that you're qualified for and you just start mm-hmm. working, and then you can continue, you know, moving towards the thing you want to yep. do. You also don't have to put, like, you know, all your chips down on.
Right. You know, it's all or nothing.
Yeah. Like, it can be steps. It can be over time. But at least maybe you, like, get started mm-hmm. in the direction you want to be going. And at least you're, you know, you're making that move.
Right, right. And like I said, there's so much more comfort in the known than the unknown. So, you know, get all these thoughts out. Write them all down. Here's the ultimate. And then start figuring out how you can take this ultimate and getting it to fit into something that is going to work for you today.
Yeah.
And it could be the first step. You might find out that it's the last step. You know, like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, based on the fact that people get really stressed out about things, you know, like public speaking and, you know, financial concerns and things like that, you know, you can make this a lot more comfortable with yourself, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. I just think some planning and brainstorming and just thinking through it. I think maybe it's overwhelming, and it always is, but it can make it feel more controlled. Mm-hmm. Like you have some control over it mm-hmm. because you're figuring out the details and making decisions.
Thank you so much for joining us at Illumination Bureau, and we hope you have gained something by listening today. Illumination Bureau was brought to you by Portfolio Creative. You can find out more about Portfolio Creative at portfoliocreative.com. If you have a topic that you want to hear about, don't hesitate to email us at questions@portfoliocreative.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate and review it, or share it with a friend.